The annual G8, or Group of Eight Nations Summit, begins today in northern Japan. On the agenda, issues like aid to Africa, the environment, and the world economy. But at the end of the three-day meeting, will anything truly be accomplished? We're joined now by Fred Bergsten. He's director of the Peterson Institute for International Economics. Thanks for joining us. And let's start off by talking about, traditionally speaking, what usually comes out of the G8 summit.
The G8 usually has a series of economic management issues that they address. They talk about global trade negotiations, like in the World Trade Organization. They talk about the economic outlook and whether there are policy changes they can address to help that. They increasingly, in recent years, talk about foreign assistance to Africa and other poor parts of the world in an effort to improve living standards and reduce poverty in the most distressed parts of the global economy. In addition, they inevitably take up the political hot topic of the day. This year, things are fairly quiet on that front, so I don't see anything quite of that nature coming into this meeting in Japan. Therefore, they may, in fact, wind up focusing more on the economic topics.
As you mentioned, there's a whole lot of talk, but is there ever any real action? Can you look back and say, okay, here's some real accomplishments that have come out of the G8 summit?
The G8 summits have waxed and waned over the years. Back when they got going in the 1970s, they took very important steps to deal with the oil shocks of that period, the global energy crisis, the global inflation that had resulted after the original oil crises. In the 1980s, they took some very important steps to deal with the big trade imbalances and protectionist problems. Over the years, they have probably contributed the most to international trade negotiations. There are usually some trade negotiations going on in the World Trade Organization. Those frequently bog down, and it takes political judgments and decisions by heads of state to get them going again. They have very frequently in the past played that role and done so quite effectively. Unfortunately, they have not done that in recent years. The fact is that the G8 has really gone downhill over the last 10 years or so. One reason for that is its growing lack of political legitimacy. The emerging market economies, China, India, Mexico, Brazil, have become bigger and bigger players.
And none of them are G8 members.
They are not members. They are invited to so-called outreach sessions, but they are not full members. And that's a huge difference. I think the G8 will never reclaim its legitimacy and therefore its effectiveness until it adds members and maybe kicks out some of its current members who are not so relevant as China and India have now become.
I was looking over the agenda for the summit today, and on every day there is time carved out for a photo opportunity, and there's these social lunches and social dinners. Is there anything to be said just for these leaders getting together and having that face time? Does it actually matter?
It does matter for the leaders to have face time. In fact, one of the great benefits from the summits back in their early days was that there was very little by way of photo opportunities and other social occasions. They really did spend most of their time talking quietly, even without aides, or certainly without very many aides. And the fact that they got to know each other better did pay off, not so much at the meeting itself, but later on when they needed to get together on a crisis issue or work together towards some broader purpose. I think part of the deterioration of the G8 performance over the last decade or so has been the increased socialization of the meetings with a greater and greater eye toward the PR effects rather than the substance.
The very first G8 summit came about in large part because of the oil crisis that was going on in the 1970s and global recession, circumstances that many could say are quite similar to today. Are there any lessons to be learned from that that we could maybe use in this G8 summit?
It is deja vu all over again. I think the lessons are that all the major countries need to cooperate in a major way, both to cut their use of energy and to increase output of conventional and unconventional energy sources.
Fred Bergsten is director of the Peterson Institute for International Economics. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.